The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share our daily reflection. Your Grace.
Today, the 24th of March, is Thursday of the third week of Lent. We reflect together on the theme, If today you hear the word of the Lord, harden not your hearts. The oracle of the prophet Jeremiah. In the passage from Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 23 to 38 is one that is still very useful in cautioning and instructing us on the need to listen to what the Lord has to say and follow the way that He marks out for us. The prophet says to us, follow right to the end of the way that I mark out for you and you will prosper. This is a call from our Father in heaven to realize that He knows what is best for us. And it is in our best interest. Indeed, the only sensible thing for us to do is to follow the way He marks out for us. He wants to guide us away from the path that leads to destruction. He is committed to leading us in the path of good fortune, the path of salvation. Indeed, since the beginning of time, right from the moment of creation, God has consistently reached out to His children. In various ways, He still continues to sow the seed of His word on the soil of our hearts, inviting us with an open embrace of mercy to return to Him, to turn away from our sinful lifestyle and be reconciled to Him. But very often, in our stubbornness of heart, we remain adamant, unyielding, and unrepentant, choosing our own ways over God's ways, preferring darkness to light, choosing death over life. Some of the people who witnessed Jesus casting the devil out of the dumb man in the gospel passage of today from Luke chapter 11 verse 14 and following concluded that it was an evil power that Jesus used to heal him, refusing to accept the evidence before their very eyes. Their hearts were hardened and stubborn, and so they resisted the light of grace that God was shining out for them. For a hardened heart, it is extremely difficult to pray, to accept correction when in error, or ask for pardon. When a heart is hardened, it is not able to listen to God's instruction. The person's sense of judgment is beclouded by empty pride, and so is unable to recognize the truth and appreciate the good. Dear brothers, dear sisters, we too are sometimes deluded by a false conviction that our ways are better than God's. We claim to know ourselves better and our needs better than the one who created us and keeps us in existence, and therefore we stop listening and hearkening to His voice. Many times, dear friends, we fall into the habit of justifying our sin and rebellion without realizing that we are heading for self-destruction. The message of God for us on this day of Lent is simple and straightforward. Oh, that today you will listen to the voice of the Lord, harden not your heart. Let us therefore pray earnestly and dispose our hearts to the grace of God so that we may be able to hear the promptings of the Holy Spirit when He calls us and speaks to us. May the graces of this Lenten season heal us from the disease and dangers of pride and obstinacy. May we learn to pay attention to the Word of God and model our lives according to its directions and therefore find life. I bless you today, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.